my boss and vice president for communications, Michael Osavita, is here, and he can attest. We have a blog that we just started last summer called One-to-One, and every word that goes on that blog gets very carefully vetted because we are a papal agency, and so much of what we do does have to reflect the attitude of the Holy See and the attitude of the work that we do. So it makes life very complicated sometimes doing that. The final thing I wanted to talk about was something others have alluded to, and that is comments. 2 weeks ago, I took a rather bold move and decided to suspend comments on my blog indefinitely, possibly until the end of the summer, maybe forever. I haven't decided yet exactly how I'm going to handle that. And I did that for a number of reasons. First of all, as a lot of you who read blog comments know, it can become very toxic and very hateful and very argumentative. And it does not do a lot to inspire a Christian atmosphere or an atmosphere that I wanted to have on my blog. Sometimes it was very personal. Sometimes it was racist. Very often it was just downright bigoted and hateful. And I spent a lot of time and a lot of energy having to edit comments, if not delete them. And then, of course, I would be accused of censorship. And it became exhausting dealing with it and trying to find where the line should be that people can't cross. And as much as I could, I wanted to keep the blog open to comments. I wanted dialogue. I wanted people to discuss and debate and learn from one another. I had someone tell me the other day that while he understood why I did what I did, he was a little disappointed because very often I would get people from such extremes, and those comm boxes were the only places where they would actually engage in dialogue and talk. And I've had other people say that very often it was through the debate and the dialogue and the yelling at each other that people learned and came to some conclusions about things. But